Alice at 97.3. It's 8:17. Sarah, No Name, Alice's Morning Show. 2 days gone with No Name. 2 days in with Kevin Smith. 48 hours ago, we had a little baby.
He's dropping the kids off at the pool.
Oh, all right. Well, he can take his time. We've got traffic and everything to get to. God, I could actually get to some business. Oh, my God. I can talk unencumbered. I can talk without battling with Kevin Smith to get a word in edgewise. You know why it seems like we're playing a lot of games? Because it's not what we do. It's like I just keep trying to get to stuff. How late we are. It is fun, though, I have to say. Definitely a challenge. Starting at 9:50, we're kicking off our new extended music sets. That's right. 90 minutes of 90s and now. Of course, that'll never happen. There's no way we're getting off the air by 9:50 today. Just like yesterday. Listen all day for the Duran Duran Essential Escape. Your chance to see Duran Duran in Toronto. Or Toronto. Trivia challenges all day. We just did one with Jake Johansson. Amazing. So fun. Dear Kevin, I've got some of those ready to go. You have written in kindly. Send it to Sarah No Name or Maddie at RadioAlice.com. Apparently, they're getting bounced back if they go to Kevin at RadioAlice.com. But dear Kevin, if you want Kevin Smith's advice, Kevin is going to meet Andrew today at 9 o'clock for the Andrew.
I don't even know.
Game! So, game! That's something for Kevin to look forward to.
Oh, he's back.
I'm back. I was in the back.
Trash.
You got things sometimes to do. You gotta go. I like the fact that they have a radio playing in the bathroom. Somebody set up a radio. Like, you would imagine we're in a radio building. Sure. I guess there's more than one broadcaster here.
Well, right, next door is CBS. They share the same bathroom.
You would imagine they would just pipe it in through mm-hmm. speakers, but no, somebody brought in a little 1495 Tandy radio that
That's
you
right.
plug in the wall, and it's sitting on top of the paper towel dispenser,
mm-hmm.
and they're playing the all-news station.
Well, they need to. They only have, you know, a few crucial moments to do everything they need to do in the bathroom.
So that's much. Alice in 97.3 in a nutshell right there.
Really? What? Is
yeah.
that it?
Oh, yeah.
I got to give it up, though. I like the idea of the news because it masks the other noises that come from that room.
They have it up that loud?
Enough to take your mind off it.
I see.
Off the,
you can know, concentrate on that as opposed
to your
other.
Neighbor who's just...
Sure.
Yeah.
How come guys just don't care? It's because they can't.
What are you going to do, man? Better out than in.
You very, very rarely hear
in,
girls.
Your body.
Well, I guess.
Why don't girls emit noises?
Girls don't do it. I don't know. It's like a whole thing. Like, if I have to go and there's someone in there, I'm just like, nah, I'll go later.
Oh, really?
I just can't. I can't be doing that. I can't. I like to be at home in the privacy of my own home.
So
I like to have my selection of magazines.
I agree with you. Yeah. If I'm within a 20-mile radius
I'll
of my
get home,
home,
yeah.
I'll get home to have my time in the bathroom.
Yeah. It's a special time. It's a private time.
I am. I don't like doing it out in public.
Yeah. But you
right.
do, and guys do.
Especially
and guys
because it
don't
takes
care.
You like 10 minutes to clean the damn toilet seat. Because publicly, guys are just...
Yucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. The wives would kill them. It's almost like they make up for their wives killing them at home.
There was so much traffic in a male bathroom. It reminds me of the fact that we probably have to do traffic update right now.
Wow. You're amazing.
Thank you. Segway.
Here it was, me thinking you were the one slowing the show down. No, all along it was me.
It's always been you. Storms are brewing in your eyes, Sarah.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see that. Tomorrow, Kevin Nealon's on the show.
Is he really?
Yeah.
So I can just coast.
Have you met him before?
No, but we've worked. He's also done Tonight Bits with my my Tonight Show Bits. Tonight Show Bits
mm-hmm.
with the same guy that I do the Tonight Show Bits with.
Who do you do with?
Andy McElfrish. He's a writer on the show. Oh. So I know of him through him. And, of course, I watched him on Saturday Night Live for many years.
Sure.
The single worst Weekend Update anchor of all
dude,
time.
Dude, I didn't want to say it out loud.
He's a funny dude.
Yeah.
Like, and he was funny on that show as the...
And
like,
absolutely the worst Weekend Update
anchor
of all
time. What was it, the Subliminal Man, where he's like,
very
hey,
funny.
Sarah, you look real nice, hot sex. We should really go out and have dinner, hot sex.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff, very funny and funny in sketches. He was great in that Chippendale sketch.
Hilarious.
But as a news
the
reader...
The Chippendale sketch, of course.
The Chippendale sketch we talked about yesterday, the one with Chris Farley
and Kevin,
Patrick Swayze. But as a
and
news
Kevin
reader,
Smithsy.
Just yikes.
Yeah, just horrible. Like, I don't know why they let him do
jokes,
more than one.
Fumbled jokes.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk
worse
to him about
than Norm MacDonald toward the end of his reign. Because he killed at first and then
right.
was just absolutely abysmal
but
by the end.
But Norm MacDonald, like...
Great.
Yeah,
no, Norm was great, and then something happened to his confidence, and he went in the toilet.
But still, part of his shtick was that.
Was
like,
that
he
stunk?
This wasn't even part of his shtick. I just
yeah,
think
he just stunk
He was
it.
Just not good at it.
Yeah.
And also really bad because he followed Dennis Miller, who was genius at it. So, yeah, let's bring that up. I'm sure he'll feel good
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, he'll love
but
that.
But meantime, let's find out what's going on with the traffic.
Good idea.
Kathy.
It's brought to us by Jenny O'Turkey. Go ahead, Kat. All right, there's slow traffic if you're heading out of Morgan Hill, northbound 101 from Tenet out towards Cochrane, and then more slowing in San Jose and stretches from Blossom Hill to Trimble. Northbound 280 slows through downtown San Jose, 101 to 10th, then again from Race out towards Saratoga Avenue. There was an earlier accident on northbound 680. It's been cleared, but the traffic's heavy from Bollinger Canyon out towards El Pintado. Southbound 680 is heavy from 242 to El Pintado. Southbound 101 leaving Novato, stop and go from DeLong to Lincoln Avenue in San Rafael. Accident in San Francisco, Marina Boulevard at Divisadero. Left lane on Marina blocked in both directions, so southbound Doyle Drive is backed up beyond Richardson. That's affecting traffic getting to Lombard, so expect delays if you're coming off the Golden Gate Bridge. Southbound 880 is heavy in Hayward, Winton Avenue, and that continues slow all the way through Fremont to Dixon Landing Road. Northbound 880 slow as well, Alvarado Niles to Tennyson. Slow traffic into the Bay Bridge. Metering lights are on, backed up into the maze, and BART's on time. Weather mostly sunny, highs in the 60s. It's 823. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area traffic with Alice at 97.3.
Thank you, Kathy. Kevin Smith is sitting in for No Name this week. He just had a baby. Kevin, of course, the acclaimed director of such epics as Chasing Amy, Mallrats, Clerks, of course, Dogma.
And now the acclaimed owner of a Mitchell Brothers O'Farrell Theater bag of gift goodies they sent over for me.
Yeah, you know, at first I thought that would be all kinds of, you know, fun porno mags, etc. That would be a latex glove.
Well, latex glove. There's a copy of their classic Behind the Green Door, the Mitchell Brothers Behind the Green Door, starring my all-time favorite porno actress, Marilyn Chambers.
Nice. Is she really your favorite?
I always thought she was very pretty and sexy and funny and could act and you know, yeah. I like her. She's not just like
her in a movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I said porno. Mm. But, yeah, I liked her quite a bit. Especially when I was young. There are little tubes of lubricant. Interesting.
Nice.
Lots of prophylactics. There's a hat that says 895, which I guess is what the address.
That's exactly right.
The dress. They sent me, oddly enough, a tape that you wouldn't think had much to do with porn, but a Mitchell Brothers Film Group production. It's the Hunter S. Thompson's The Crazy Never Die, exclusive footage of America's most brazen, weird, and unconventional, and now dead, gonzo journalist.
What do you think of Hunter?
I was always a fan, sir. Always a fan.
Maddie and I were the last people in the country to do an interview with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I have the footage.
You're so making that up.
How did he sound?
That's true.
Oh, my God. There's a photo of Tori Welles in here.
We used to
be.
No way.
Yes.
She's still around.
Early 90s, she was one of my favorite porno actresses.
Oh, I have one with her in it.
When
Funny.
I worked at RST Video.
I just totally recognize
where
her.
Where we shot Clerks. You know, I became very familiar with a lot of porn. Bianca, I don't know. Hyapatia Lee, I also know.
Let me
she
say,
was the
north.
One who was like Native American Indian. She was in a lot of Native American Indian themes.
Nice can. What? Are you serious?
Yeah, good catch.
Nice can.
Good catch.
I'm thinking Cold Cuts.
Tempest Storm.
Oh, I've seen her. Let me see her.
To make you scream, Silent Bob. Love Tempest Storm.
Oh my God, turn it around. Those are so
very nice.
Funny.
At any age.
Oh my God.
The O'Farrell Theater. Happy Holidays, 2002. What is this? Nice. They sent me a gift bag. The only welcome wagon I got coming into the city.
That's except right. For the Yahoo 10-year you know anniversary cake. Come on.
Yeah, that wasn't for me. That was coming anyway. Also, they gave me a whole pack of dental dams. I don't know what those are for.
Though. And a trophy for first runner-up in the open audition tonight.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. You must have done really well.
And they put it in a canvas bag, which is always nice to have.
Sure.
I got a few trophies. One is a Farrell Theater audition, second runner-up, first runner-up. Apparently, I placed and didn't even show. O'Farrell Theater, they do nude shows down there. Are they movie theaters or they do live nude shows?
Live shows.
Little booths.
Little other things.
Of death.
Is a t-shirt with the crumb drawing on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Right on. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Risque.
Hey, real quickly.
They sent me an extra large shirt.
What?
Which I haven't been able to wear since I was like 12. Thanks, guys.
I'll wear it.
It's all you.
Hey, real quickly, everyone. Maddie and I are going to attend this thing called the Bark and Wine Ball tonight, and it helps the San Francisco SPCA, this thing they've got, the Cinderella Fund, which is where they take dogs that have been injured and cats that have been injured, and they rehabilitate them so that they can be adopted. So it's a huge like fundraiser for the SPCA, and it's tonight on 8th and Brannan. Starts at 7 p.m. If you want more information, just go to the sfspca.org.
Bark and wine, eh?
Bark and wine.
Get it? Bark and wine. Mm. Bring your dog and drink some wine. Let your dogs fight and you'll be all drunk and throw yourself in between them. And
that's what you and John call your bedroom, the Bark and
the
Wine
Bark and
Boudoir.
Wine Boudoir Ball. Yeah.
Kevin Smith might even show up, everybody. He might, but he may not.
Fat chance.
Fat chance.
Yeah. I don't like to go out. I don't like social.
Well, plus it's like a dress-up thing.
Yeah, and
anything with wine and the title. I mean, Jesus,
wear.
God.
But as you pointed out, a kid would love it.
The
and I have a kid.
Sure.
So maybe there's always a possibility. Hey, can we talk about?
Can we just bring Jen? Let's bring your wife.
Bring my wife.
Yeah. You don't have to come.
Can we talk about celebrity skin and bodily fluids for a moment?
Yeah, please, let's do.
There's a website, right? I found this on my website. Somebody linked it at blackpitchpress.com/celebrity skin. It's an interesting kind of mercantile, if you will, where you can buy celebrity waste and skin cells and bacteria and bodily fluids.
Really?
Not kidding.
Who wants to buy celebrity waste?
I
and what
know.
Do you mean exactly by celebrity waste?
I mean the P word.
Is that
I
Goldie Hawn?
Poo. Yeah, no, that is Donna Derrico. You can go here. Let's say you're like, I've always wanted to own a sliver of Jack Black's leavings.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there, and for $27, you can get it.
How did they acquire this stuff?
You want to know?
Yes, I do.
Gary Busey's another guy. You can get some Dr. Drew. You can get some Dr. Drew bacteria.
What does bacteria mean? What does that even mean?
Can I just give you the celebrity lineup and then we'll get to the...
I can't believe this.
The frequently asked questions.
I do.
We'll get there. First, let me give you the
rundown. I'll just sit
broad
here.
Strokes. Right. Jack Black, Gary Busey, Jeff Bridges, Donna Derrico, Robert Downey Jr. All those people... Well, Jack Black, Gary Busey, and Robert Downey Jr., you can get some leavings, some waste, some poo. Jeff Bridges, just some skin cells. Donna Derrico, bacteria. But that's out of stock.
Sold out.
You can't get any more of Donna Derrico's bacteria.
And how much is
Dr. Drew bacteria you can get. Her price tag is not listed because they're sold out. But Dr. Drew, you can get a little piece of him for $6.75. Crispin Glover's leavings, $25. Tom Green, out of stock. Apparently everyone wants to own
a very popular poo.
Yeah, very popular poo. Chris Matthews, talk show host. Matt Groening, genius behind The Simpsons. You get some of his skin cells for $8.75. SJP in the hizzy, Sarah Jessica Parker. You can get some of her skin cells for $15.75. Apparently, she's at premium. She's above Matt Groening. Only here, I should point out. Everywhere else, Matt Groening's way above her.
Everywhere else, she's Sarah Jessica Parker.
Luke Perry poo goes for... It's sold out. I don't even know what it goes for.
Dylan McKay, of course, from Beverly Hills 90210.
Burt Reynolds goes for $33 for a sliver of Reynolds, if you want some Reynolds style.
How are they...
This is Maddie's favorite right here. Ki-Hoo Kwan. You don't know who that is,
no,
do you?
I don't.
Short Round?
Dr. Jones!
Oh.
No Time for Love, Dr. Jones?
Yes, sure.
Well, if you have time
Indiana
for
Jones.
Skin cells, they're out of stock. He's got out of stock. No time for him.
And the Goonies.
He's from the Goonies. Data from the Goonies? Come on. No Time for Love, Dr. Jones?
Now, the only person I remember from the Goonies is Corey.
Really? Palmer. You don't remember Chunk doing the Chunk Shuffle?
I never saw that since I saw it 25 years ago.
What about the weird freak guy? Sloth.
Sloth. Love Chunk.
Okay.
Chunk.
Yeah,
that's the his stuff is on
what
there.
What were you doing during the '80s? Just trying to make out with rock stars.
I was.
All the time?
That's
How
it.
About the girl from Throw Mama from the Train? What was her name? The old lady.
You mean in the movie?
Yeah.
They had the Finellis or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the bad lady.
Debbie Reynolds, you can get some of her poo, $23. Don Rickles gets some of his bacteria for $8.75. Robin Williams, Academy Award winner, local resident. Am I correct?
I know where he lives.
You know where he lives?
I can
get
stalk
a sliver
him.
Of him of a his poo? Leavings for $33.
Okay, now I see that we have a star-studded cast of
yes,
celebrities.
So.
I want to know how they know it's their poo.
Frequently
where do they get
questions.
It? Are they just going into a sewer and picking up random pieces of poo? It might or might not be theirs.
Where do you get your samples from? Is the question. Answer: we obtain the vast majority of our specimens from an extensive network of trustworthy suppliers. You got to be trustworthy.
This is total BS.
Who, in their dealings with entertainment and hospitality services, come into contact with celebrities on a day-to-day basis. On occasion, we purchase quality specimens from private sellers. So if you're Sarah and you call up and you're like, I want to give you some poo, drop me, you know, a Finsky and I'll give you some of that.
We could have just gotten yours.
Totally. I just left my leavings behind. We could have turned in. Got to be
we
worth
could
a
go
buckle
collect
five.
Those.
Poo
yeah.
Man.
Or
thank
poom,
you.
Or poomin, as we should say.
Tomorrow.
That's what they used to call me in third grade.
So they were
aww,
coming back to haunt
that's
you.
That's sad.
The poomin, the poomin.
So cruel.
Did you poop yourself in class?
No. It just rhymes with who? Poo.
Regardless of where the specimens come from, we make certain that all specimens obtained go through the same rigorous testing process. How do I know these specimens are from the listed celebrities?
Yeah.
How do you know you're getting some Don Rickles poo? Well, all of our specimens are tested by experienced bodily fluid identification technicians at the Alamos Biological Research Facility in Greenlee, Colorado, and cross-referenced hospital birth records and blood analysis from the Red Cross. As a last resort, we will attempt to verify our specimens by comparing our test results to various bodily fluid tests conducted during periods of the individual's incarceration, if available. So, for example,
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, and you have to get a specimen. They'll sneak in and get the records. Each specimen comes with a certificate of authenticity. We ensure our customers will receive a quality product. Quality poo.
Thank God for that certificate, huh?
Yeah, because that's the thing that sold me.
I can't believe, honestly, this is what the world has come to.
I wasn't buying any Luke Perry until I knew I was getting a certificate suitable for framing.
When they talk about bacteria, what are they talking about?
Interestingly enough, they have a response for that. Celebrity bacteria are cultures that have either come in direct contact with a celebrity or are progeny of such bacteria. The bacteria are removed from surfaces that the celebrities have touched, such as napkins, microphones, tables, and steering wheels, or this bottle of water that this quasi, no, not really celebrity is holding right now, that nobody can see because we're on the radio.
Yeah, sure.
Note, these are not actual
cells. It would be
cells.
Kevin Smith, by the way.
That would be
world-renowned director.
Thank you for resetting. Sure. Kevin Smith with you in place of No Name, who's had a baby, as you all know by now.
God, you're getting good at this.
Note, these are not actual cells from any person or their bodily fluids. So
they're
essentially you touch something.
Germs.
And it's the germs. Mm-hmm. Like Human came in, rubbed my shoulders, I could sell a little bit of Human to the site. And they'd be like, who's Human? Right. Is this legal? Yes.
It is.
Federal laws simply require that our samples not create an immediate threat of injury or disease propagation. Physical, obviously, not psychological, because I'm worse off for knowing this. Our fecal matter, urine, saliva, and sweat specimens are hermetically sealed in unbreakable plastic containers to prevent any unwarranted personal injury. Bacteria and skin cells are sealed with heavy-duty glass microscope slides.
And let me ask you this. Are they suitable for framing?
Yeah.
Is this presentation quality
packaging?
Well,
no, then you would have to break the seal to get it out. Basically, they show you a little picture. If they take a sliver of the waste, they put it in this bottle. It's floating in this bottle.
Oh.
You could take it out of the bottle, and then, you know, it's between, you could put it between glass like a slide, so you could frame it, conceivably, but why would you want to? You've got the certificate.
Right.
That's enough.
Frame the certificate.
The bottle,
get a shadow box, put it in there.
Or you attach it to a chain, wear it around your
neck. A little amulet.
Totally. And be like, look, Donna Derrico.
Poo.
Poo. Well, no, hers was skin cells.
Oh, that's right.
Bacteria.
I would never buy that. That's crap.
Blackpitchpress.com/celebrity skin.
It's wrong.
For anybody who wants in on that action.
Wrong. Kevin, you're on.
Sarah, I don't believe this crap. I want you to call that lab on the air and ask them if they're testing people's poop.
Okay. What's the number?
Let me see if there is a number.
If there's no number, I'm not bothering.
I don't think there's a number.
Kevin.
They don't give it.
I don't buy it.
The whole process is
outrageous.
So...
How are they getting these people's poo? That's what I want to know.
How are they making money? The process of doing this seems so expensive.
You would think so. Well, yeah. It's only a tiny sliver of poo.
Yeah, they cut it up into multiple
packages.
How do they
get it, though? That's easy. Getting it's
easy. No, it's not getting
it. Don't you flush? I mean, what are they pulling out of a porta potty?
Some guys, apparently, Crispin Glover leaves the floaters.
But to do it, to package it, and to do all of this.
To handle it.
It's a lab to run it. How much did you say those samples are costing?
$33, $25.
Yeah, they're not making any money.
But they're not giving you the whole piece of poo.
Yeah,
they're just cutting
sliver.
A tiny little piece.
It's not been verified
to be Robert Downey Jr.'s poo. It's just been cut into a thousand pieces.
But maintaining a lab and keeping it clean.
I agree, Kathy. It's ridiculous.
Look, a lab can be. Doesn't have to be.
These people are laughing all the way. They're pooing into baggies.
A lab is somebody's living room with a pair of white gloves and a microscope. You don't really need a full lab for that. It's not like they put them in those
spinning
machines.
They got little Johnny.
It's not like CSI.
No.
Sitting on a little porta potty.
Right, exactly.
Totally. I give it up to them, man.
Sure, very creative.
Because they pick celebrities there. It's not like, oh, my God.
He's going to sue me. Great. Tom Cruise's poo.
They picked odd celebrities.
Yeah.
Like Jack Black, you know, Jeff Bridges.
Who would actually get a kick out of it, probably.
Totally. Dr. Drew. These aren't people that, you know, immediately raise a red flag for me. I'm like, this could be credible.
Mm.
But
like,
I
why
in
that
the strange
person?
Fish yesterday as well.
That's true. Yep.
I believe in a lot of things.
Robert, you're on.
I want to know who Kevin Smith is. Who the hell is he? What's he directed?
Nothing. Nothing of interest, sir. Nothing.
You wouldn't be interested. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Right on, Robert.
John has been holding for 45 minutes. Go ahead, John. You're on with Kevin Smith, world-renowned director for hits as Where to Begin, Jersey Girl, Clerks, Mallrats.
Clerks, Mallrats.
Dogma.
Chasing Amy.
That was a big one.
Jay and Silent Bob.
James and Strike,
Strike Back. Also see me on The Tonight Show.
That's right.
About 20 times.
You've never heard of...
Rivaling Jake Johansson's appearances on Letterman.
No, nobody can rival Jake Johansson. Or his appearances. Maddie maintains it's a world record. Mm-hmm. I and Jake himself said that that wasn't true.
John, you're on.
Hey, Kevin, I just wanted to say...
Johan, what's up, my man?
Hey, I admire your career. I like the way you've done your own thing, and you seem to be a real person, not
Thank
a
you.
Jackass.
No, I'm a little
bit
of both,
he's kind
sir.
Of a jackass.
I'm a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll.
Well, by jackass, you know, I mean, with the big ego star trip.
Oh, I don't have that. I have an incredibly small ego to match my incredibly small...
Right, well... Yeah.
Don't bleep. I didn't say anything.
No, we're not bleeping.
Your hand was reaching.
I was waiting to see where you'd go.
Well, I was going to ask you,
Little Kevin.
Do you think, I know people like you and Todd Solondz and stuff, when you guys got into independent filmmaking, it seemed to be a big deal. Nowadays, I obviously I'm not anybody in the industry or anything, but just through some friend of a friend of a friend, I got a screenplay to an agent. That agent told me that it was she wouldn't be able to sell it. She passed it to another agent who said it was unsellable. And I was just wondering, do you think if you... I know you're doing the 10th anniversary of Clerks. If you made Clerks today, do you think you'd still be able to get it made?
No. These guys are trying to make fun of you, sir, but I'm with you, John. Just ignore these fools and their sound machine.
They can't hear it.
Yeah, I can't hear it anyway, so...
You can't?
No, not when you're on the phone.
Right on. Oh, never
I get to select what they can hear and what they can't hear.
Well, I can... All I hear are crickets. Let me answer this guy seriously. Let's... How about a public service for once?
All right, fine.
Can't all be about jokes and whatnot.
Hey, can't? Are you sure?
Comedy says that it can't always be about jokes. John, if I had made Clerks today, it wouldn't have, and nothing would have happened.
I think in some ways, Clerks was one of the big, maybe it would have happened, because maybe independent film wouldn't be as huge as it is now.
I don't know, man. I think if Blair Witch Project happens and raises the bar where, like, you can make a movie for under 100 grand and it has to gross 200 billion worldwide, nobody cares about a movie like Clerks at that point. So I think it's not the same as it was 10, 11 years ago. I hate to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but it's true. It's changed. The game's changed.
You came in at the right time.
Yeah, but don't hate the player. Hate the game.
So are there any resources for people who aren't interested in, you know, making big movies, but who actually want a kind of limited audience for their thing?
Absolutely. I'd say while the game has changed, it's much easier for people to get a movie made now because you can get a, you know, Panasonic makes this camera. It's like $5,000 that you can shoot high-end digital video, which looks like film. So it's even cheaper to shoot a film because you're not paying for film stock, you're paying for video stock, essentially. Much cheaper to shoot a movie these days than it was when we made Clerks. You can make a movie now for like 10 grand. That looks good. That looks like a movie. As long as you know what you're doing. But we didn't know what we were doing, so our movie didn't look that good.
Aww.
It didn't, but boy, was it funny.
Sure was.
It played. Doesn't have to be, you know what?
Made a good point.
You don't have to look good. You just have to be
funny.
That's
right.
Story of my life.
All right, John, thanks for the call. We need to get traffic, and then when we come back, we are going to do, I have a story about Ben Affleck that I'm going to hit Kevin over the head with, and it's like 4 months old. And I have some Dear Kevins.
Really?
Yes, I have several Dear Kevins. Real questions. I'll read them to you and you can answer them just off the cuff.
I'm real, as Jennifer Lopez says. I'm real.
That's right.
She is real.
You like her?
Really something. You know, I did like her. I have no
You don't like her anymore? Why?
No, I like her. I like her still.
You just said
I did like her. Well, I will never run into her again, right?
How do you know?
Would she hug you
if you guys were like, oh, hey, Kevin?
Yeah, I guess I'll run into her at the next Mark Anthony show that I'll be in attendance
at. Well, I know how you're a fan.
Don't run in the same circles whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Although I did see that she did a signing at Virgin in New York yesterday, which I thought was interesting.
Really?
2 years ago or 1 year, 2 years ago, Jennifer Lopez would never do a signing at Virgin Records.
It was $75,000 for her to show up. For 10 minutes.
What? They paid her?
No. That's what she used to charge.
That's what she used to charge.
She's promoting her album.
Right.
So she showed up for free. Right. But she wouldn't have done that 2 years ago. So she's getting back in touch with the peeps.
She's just Jenny from the block.
She's just Jenny. Yes, totally. Mm-hmm. Bling, bling.
And now the traffic, which is brought to us by our friends at Jennie-O Turkey. Jennie-O Turkey Store. Turkey for the way you live today. It's easy.
You guys love to sell turkey here.
Dude, you don't even know.
Is that
love
what keeps
I'm telling you, that turkey is so good. And so easy. Like, you could make a turkey dinner today, no problem.
I can make a turkey dinner today without
Yeah, but you could do it without even touching the turkey.
Really?
Yes.
What, telekinesis?
No, you just...
If you could sell me the power of telekinesis, I'm in. Then I'm in for the turkey. What kind of turkey is it?
Jennie-O turkey.
Jennie-O turkey will give me the power to telekinetically transport objects across the room without touching.
Exactly, into the fridge, no touching.
I mean, into
the oven.
I'm fantastic.
Well, there it is, Jennie-O turkey. Go ahead,
fantastic.
Kathy.
Southbound 880 slows 238 merge all the way into Milpitas to Dixon Landing Road. Southbound 101 slows from the Windsor exit past Fulton. Also slow traffic, North 101 Blossom Hill to Trimble. Northbound 280 slows through downtown San Jose, 101 to 10th. Then again from Race out towards Saratoga Avenue. North 85, stop-and-go Almanet Expressway to Saratoga Avenue. Heavy traffic northbound 680 from Stone Ridge to El Pintado because of an earlier accident. Westbound 24, stop-and-go from the Arinda Crossroads out to the Caldecott Tunnel. It's heavy over the Sunol Grade, southbound 680 from 84 out towards Durham. Along the peninsula, southbound 101 slows and stretches from Marsh to Shoreline. Accident for the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, westbound right before the Toll Plaza. Vehicle hit the center divide. Traffic starting to back up. Westbound for the San Mateo Bridge, they've got the two toll booths on the right side closed again this morning. Then there's an accident as well. This traffic's backed up to Hesperian. Bay Bridge, the metering lights are on. It's backed up all the way through the maze. And there's also an accident on the upper deck now, westbound before the island. A couple of vehicles blocking the second lane from the right. Heading out to BART, they're running on time. Traffic brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Protect your car's engine with clean motor oil. Stop by Napa Auto Parts today. Pick up Quaker State conventional motor oil for just $1.69 a quart. Napa, get the good stuff. Weather mostly sunny, highs today in the 60s. It's 8:43. I'm Kathy. That's Bay Area traffic with Alice at 97.3.
From the kitchen.
I thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Hey, Kim, where are you?
You know what the kitchen is?
No. Do
Hell's I? Kitchen. You're from back east.
From in New York City.
In
Hell's
New York.
Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen. You know what it's called now?
What's it called?
Clinton. I mean, they changed it a few years ago.
Why? Because Clinton has his office there?
Essentially like 10 years ago
what,
or more.
What are you talking about?
We were just talking about State of Grace because we were talking about how Robin Wright Penn listens to the show. Yeah. And I was
allegedly.
I loved her in State of Grace. Mm. And she was Princess Buttercup.
She was.
Kelly Capwell.
And Matt
from
pointed
Santa
out
Barbara.
That she was on Santa Barbara. He goes way back. How far are you going to go back?
Timey.
Way back.
That's right.
As we go a little something like this.
Are you good friends with Robin Williams?
Am I good friends with Robin Williams? I've never met Robin Williams in my life.
How can that be? You're the one that was responsible for Good Will Hunting and as a result, responsible for his Academy Award.
How can it be that Kev doesn't know Robin?
Yeah, how can it be?
I don't know why I associate 80s songs with this show now. Probably because we kept singing them before.
Maybe.
Now I'm alone on this
one. We should carry
you left me hanging out there with a little level 42.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yipes. I never met him, sir.
That's crazy.
He was working the day, one of the days that I visited the set of Good Will Hunting when they were shooting up in Toronto. They didn't shoot it in Boston, but Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah. But I didn't bug him because, you know.
He's Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. But Ben told me a very funny story about him. He said that, Robin was just like, you know what a huge celebrity is? Television. He goes, movies mean nothing. Watch this. And somebody came up to him and was like, Mork! Mm. And he's like, see? They still call him Mork.
Sure they do.
They still call him Mork. People come up to him. He said the lion's share of them, 90%, still refer to him as Mork.
Wow.
Now it would be awesome if he called in and just, you know,
sure, and backed you up.
No, or said that is not true at all.
800-400-FM97, Robin. I know you have the hotline somewhere, but you can use that if you need to.
You want to talk about a show gone amok if he got on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Marlon Brando.
We just shut up.
He's
called a couple times.
He's just force of nature, that guy.
He listens to the show. He likes
it. He was awesome in World According to Garp.
Yes, he was.
He can talk as much as he wants for the rest of his life. He can make jokes.
We'll just shut up.
He made one fantastic film. He was great in a lot of movies. But that movie for me, Garp, he was T.S. Garp.
Garp is it,
terribly sexy. I used to be terribly shy, but it changed. World According to Garp. Check it out.
Hey, Kim?
Yes?
You have a question for Kevin?
Yes. Did you guys play that game in I think it's called Dick.
You can't say dick on
not
the air.
I said slow.
Yes, Dick
What's
Not a Dick. We have not played. We are going to play a few rounds of Dick Not a Dick tomorrow. Thank you for the call, Kim, and thank you for reminding me.
I'll give you a little preview. Robin Williams.
Dick or Not a Dick. I will say that since you've never met him, Not a Dick.
Matt?
Not.
I'll back it up. Not a Dick.
Not
Everything
a dick.
I've heard, Not a Dick.
Right. Yep.
Never met him. Can't say for sure.
And that would be basically the entire scope of the game.
Pretty
you
much.
Say the name of a celebrity, we decide is it a dick or not a dick.
And I would be saying the names of celebrities I only have cursory involvement
sure.
with. Or have never met.
Exactly. And
I think I would be remiss if I did not re-mention the very sad, gigantic story today. The big story today.
Machine and Niecy?
That's right.
Gone.
Denise Richards has filed for divorce from Charlie Sheen. She's 6 months pregnant with their second child. Everything seemed to be fine. I think they just got into a little spat over dinner last night, and they'll be back together before you know it.
And she overreacted?
That's what I think.
Yeah, way to encapsulate her, some ditzy, you know, non-blonde who's just like, we had a fight. Let's break up forever. Okay. Let's break up
exactly.
our family. I think
I'm
it's
done with you.
Something...
How dare you call me stupid?
Wow. Oh. Wow, that was mean. Chick's going through some hard times. You're going to jump on her.
That's that? Right. I'm like...
Hey, you, get off of her cloud.
I'm like a bushel of hammers, not a box of hammers, okay?
Niecy Richards.
I knew about bushel.
If they can't make
really
it,
sad.
Who can?
I don't know.
Who can?
Well, you know, I started to lose my faith in Hollywood marriages when Brad and Jen broke up and...
Yeah, nobody saw that one coming.
No.
These guys are kind of like, they should have had the good foresight to break up their marriage in advance of Brad and Jen.
That's right.
Because now, in the shadow of Brad and Jen, anybody can break up.
That's right.
And no marriage
Ben and Jen, of course, paved the way.
Brad and Jen were flat out married. Married. Beautiful people married and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that shook us all to our core.
Did.
Perhaps some people more than even the tsunami or September 11th.
But many people, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Many people whose priorities are completely askew.
You know how I reacted when I heard that news?
How?
Huh.
When Brad and Jen broke up.
That was it. Huh.
Yeah. I cried. I said, God, who am I going to hang out with on the weekends now that our power couple friends are gone, are no more?
I said, well, this means that for the next 4 months, I know what the cover of Us Weekly and In Touch is going to be.
Well, it would have been anyway.
Yeah.
They were Hollywood's power couple.
But now on the pejorative side, not on like happy news. Like,
sure.
Guess what? They went out to eat at the Ivy again.
I love that place.
You like the Ivy? I love it.
I've never been there.
You never been there?
No.
Awesome.
I hear it is, but...
They make this gumbo yaya without fish or shrimp, and I'm not a fish or shrimp guy, so it's awesome.
Gumbo yaya.
Gumbo yaya.
Yeah. Well, when I come and visit you in L.A.,
yeah.
Then you can take me there.
Card.
Come out.
Yeah. You can take me out on your black card.
Black card, yeah, totally. They take the
That means everything you get there is free,
black
right?
Card. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They just give you free food.
Ben, in a story from dating from Halloween of last year.
October 31st of 04.
That is correct.
Go ahead.
Maddie just handed me this. I know I totally reported this story, but...
Maddie Damon just handed you this?
No, Maddie Lexa producer over there.
Look,
she doesn't even know your last name, sir.
I'm trying to say the
she
producer
was like,
of the
Maddie,
show.
Blah, blah, blah.
Lexi producer.
Does Matt go by Maddie ever?
Yes. Yeah.
Maddie Damon? That's cute.
That's, yeah, all Maddie. All Matt.
Well, he
Maddie.
Was Maddie D.
Maddie D.
Yeah.
Benny A.
Was it Benny A? No, I thought they had like, you know, breakdance names or something.
No.
Maddie D. and
Busy B.
Busy B.
Mm-hmm. Barber B, because
Kevin's,
he didn't have his real hair as Matt.
That must be it.
Maintains.
Exactly.
It's his real hair, sir. It's all real. Just like his ex-girlfriend, he's real.
All right, comedy.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith
comedy
sitting in with us because no name had his baby.
What is the story? Yes,
the story
right.
is Ben Affleck. I need some like dramatic music, something dramatic. Like soap opera.
Can't wait to debunk this.
French national anthem.
Hold on, this is
okay. Ben Affleck.
Wait for it. Let's just leave dead air until we have the
okay,
music.
Okay, dead air until
dead
you.
Air.
Wait for it.
Here it comes.
Wait for it.
Here it comes.
Wait for it.
Here it comes. I feel like we're on the plane and Say Anything.
Here we go. Ben Affleck.
Oh, Days of Our Lives.
Has made
like
an
sand through the hourglass.
These are the Days of Our Lives. He's made an astonishing swipe at long-term pal, director Kevin Smith.
This was October of 2004. Yeah.
Accusing him of exploiting teenage fans of his cult films.
Yes.
Affleck has appeared in 5 of Kevin Smith's films, starting with 95's Mallrats and most recently this year's Jersey Girl. But Smith was reportedly upset that Affleck snubbed the DVD launch of Jersey Girl.
Yes.
And Affleck has hit back while publicizing his new movie, Surviving Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So you were mad because he wouldn't come to the DVD release?
No.
And there was no need for Ben to say these following mean things.
It depends how you say them, really. Because when he said them, they weren't mean. He was joking. If somebody on our website can link to this Alice thread, that clip of me and Ben from the Jersey Girl DVD, please. I know you guys are listening. Link that clip. Christian, please link that clip right now. Then we can pull it up online, and I'll show you the context.
Well, let me tell you the context that they presented
you,
in.
You do it.
Femalefirst.co.uk.
You do it angrily. Those Brits, they love to stir the pot.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do over there.
They're
very,
angry.
Very interested in their magazines.
The British press, angry.
Hello. Okay.
Totally.
The sun.
And nothing is okay.
No.
With the British press. They just like to They love celebrity and they like to see them fall.
They do. That's what they live for. They build them up to knock them down.
They don't even build them up. America builds them up, and the British press just knock them down.
He told MSNBC's The Scoop.
Yes.
Which is where Female First found this.
He didn't tell this to The Scoop. Basically, Scoop is an MSNBC column penned by Jeanette Walls. Yeah. And Jeanette Walls apparently trolls our site very often because she pulls a lot of stories from our site.
She pulled this
I Was Mad at Apple story from our site the other week, which was actually true. I was mad at the Apple store. In Los Angeles. Because they said that I was... Somebody who worked there, they did a piece about, like, the Apple store at the Grove in Los Angeles. It was a lot of famous people go there or something like that. And somehow I got lumped into the piece. And they said that I spend all my time at the Genius Bar, which is where you go at the Apple store to get your computer fixed. And that I'm always very quiet. I don't talk to anybody. And I always look ticked off that I have to wait in line like everybody else. So...
You just look ticked off all the time.
No, I even said it in my rebuttal because I put it up online and I was just like, this is patently untrue. A, yes, I do go to the Apple store a lot. B, I've only ever went to the Genius Bar once, you know, because hello, Apple products are so top notch. You shouldn't have to go to the Genius Bar more than once. Thank you very much. And when I did go, they were like, okay, so you put your name in here and you wait. And that was fine. I went to the back of the room and they have this tutorial going on. I learned how to use iPhoto. And I made my wife a little gift off it. Never once did I show any sort of petulance or impatience. People came up to me, and I would chit-chat with them. And
as you're wont to do.
As I'm wont to do. I just don't go out of my way to talk to people. Like, hey, do you recognize me? Kevin Smith? Kevin Atchie? I'm not like Robin Williams when I walk into a room, and I'm on. You know? Yeah. I'm just kind of there.
I don't think he can help himself.
No, there's something there.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wrote all this up on the website to show you the power of our website. Mm.
And I'm sorry, this has to do with the Ben Affleck stabbing
you? We'll get to it. It's coming around again.
Okay, all right.
As Carly Simon said. Chick Rock.
I'm with you.
What happened? Thank you. What happened was apparently our website is so
influential.
Yes, that Apple corporate got in touch with me and said, we have to make this right. We're going to find out who made these comments, have them fired, and because they shouldn't be talking and stuff like this because they want to keep their client list kind of quiet and blah, blah, blah. What can we give you a new PowerBook, 12-inch PowerBook G4? And they did.
Shut up.
God bless the good people at Apple.
God, I gotta say something bad happened to me at an Apple store and see if I can get an Apple
whore
store.
I'm such an Apple supporter. I've always been a huge Apple supporter. So this really cut me to the core because I...
Core.
Right to the core.
Get it.
Pun intended.
Remember, we can't get our iPods to link into our stereos correctly.
Really?
What are
you talking about?
That's not Apple's fault.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's
I never got an iPod. Everyone else got one.
No, Apple has been very generous with us. We know a lot of the people
over
there.
Love them, and they made up for this thing.
Apple computer users as well.
Yes. Only computer I've ever owned has been Macs.
The only reason I don't have a Mac, and I actually do have one at the house, but I had to get a PC for Quicken. I had to do it a couple years ago, and I hate the thing. Sorry, Intel or whoever's PC I have. I don't even know.
Well
thing
done.
Freezes all the time. It's always got virus. And that's another thing
way
about the Mac.
Way to burn bridges.
Whatever. Mac, they don't really write viruses for the Mac. So you don't get a lot of...
Why? Because all the virus writers are Mac enthusiasts.
Is that why?
Yes.
I did not know
pretty
that.
Pretty much.
Do you think they'd be writing them on a Mac? Hey, we need to play Guess the Celebrity.
But wait, we have to finish...
What?
Our story.
No,
how it all ties back in.
Right.
So Jeanette Walls, who writes for MSNBC's The Scoop, picks a lot of stories up off our website, and she picked this story up about Ben off another website. I believe it was an interview at darkhorizons.com that she may have pulled these quotes from. So it's not like he told Jeanette Walls.
Right.
Ben
she Affleck's just reported
never
it in
met
The
Jeanette
Scoop.
Walls.
In the
she
scoop.
Just reported it in The Scoop.
Well, here is the quote.
Yes.
It wasn't enough that I went to Vegas to play in his lame charity poker tournament for the DVD launch of Jersey Girl.
But that is such a... You're giving him a Southie accent? The dude's not from South Boston.
It doesn't matter. He's
right
got
on.
A little
Go
Boston
on.
Accent.
Go on.
I'm giving the only Boston accent I've got.
That's terrible, by the way. Especially coming from a girl who grew up near Worcester.
You know what's crazy about it is I can't do it unless I'm with someone from Boston.
Yeah.
And then immediately
That's
I'm back
when you lapse into it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's weird. But I'm going to give it another try.
Get this man a doctor.
So it's not enough that
I
went to
doctor.
Vegas to play in his lame charity poker tournament for the DVD launch of Jersey Girl. But I also had to go out to his effing store where he's opening up a store where all he's doing is selling more T-shirts of him and his jackass friend Jason Mewes.
Yep.
And he's roped an entire generation of kids into thinking it's worth spending 30 on and 50 if he signs it.
Right.
I mean, the whole thing is a complete travesty.
Okay.
And he wanted me to participate in it, and I won't do that.
Does that sound serious to anybody?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Mewes, though, on the other hand, Mewes was like, why am I the jackass friend? And I was like, dude, he's...
Because he is the jackass. He doesn't see that?
Go to VSQ and see if they put that clip up.
Because he lives with you.
All he does is make fun of us for making merchandise. We make fun of him for everything about his life. Sure. The only thing he has on me is that I make toys.
Right.
Which he thinks is outrageous.
Well, he made Pearl Harbor.
Well, come on. That's the best of the worst.
Yes.
He made Jersey Girl.
He made...
Wait. Let me wrap up. You're probably going to have to refresh and go to the next
one. We definitely have to break.
I have something I want to say real quick.
Yes, sir.
I've got my top four questions for Kevin Smith. I'd like to get to those one of these days.
It's not going
to
happen unless it happens tomorrow. Because right after the break, we are going to play the Andrew...
I don't even know.
Yay! This is the one we've been waiting for all morning.
And a couple Dear Kevins.
Maybe. If we can get to them. It might happen. We have several games to play, including...
A Michael Jackson update as well, because I know you were real hip to do that yesterday.
There was nothing. He squirmed a little.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
What a shock.
Nice hop.
Humans, top five questions. Natalie, let's play Guess the Celebrity, and let's do it quick, people. Here we go.
Wait, can I say one thing? Kevin Smith, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Of course.
Said baby.
Love to No Name, but you're come on, Kevin, can you stay forever?
At the end of the pages. Yes, thank you. I'm here.
No one would ever get a word in edgewise.
Kev forever, No Name never, as we say around here at Alice.
I love it.
Here we go.
I had the most top 10 singles in America during the 90s.
Madonna.
Alanis Morissette.
I would say...
Prince.
Can we hear it again?
I had the most top 10 singles in America during the 90s.
Madonna. Bobby Brown.
Oh, my God. So is that Kathy reading
it? Yeah, it's Kathy.
I thought you had the celebrity reading it. So I was like, it's Shania Twain? Kathy, you sound like Shania Twain to me.
Is it Shania Twain?
No, it's not.
Can you say, girl, I feel like a woman?
Girl, I feel like a woman.
That's Shania Twain right there.
I wear jerseys with the number 12 on them to commemorate my groundbreaking album.
Aaliyah.
Usher.
Justin Timberlake.
Missy Elliott.
Some people love me, others are disgusted with me.
Jennifer
Lopez. Britney Spears.
I was born on the South Side.
Christina Aguilera.
Kid Rock. What's the first clue again?
Okay. I had the most top 10 singles in America during the 90s.
Mm. Next clue.
I wear jerseys with the number 12 on them to commemorate my groundbreaking album.
Jordan Knight.
Some people love me. Others are disgusted.
Courtney Love.
50 Cent.
Can't that be said of everybody? The 90s.
I know,
Sarah?
I forgot.
I was born on the South Side. Here we go. This is going to give it away.
Tupac.
I made my mark by producing Aaliyah's debut
Dr.
album,
Dre.
Then marrying
Jay-Z.
Her.
R. Kelly.
Whoever said it first.
I believe I can fly.
Don't give the pedal.
I believe I can do other stuff like videotape weirdness.
All right, thank you, Natalie.
Okay,
goodbye. Hurry up, double down. Let's go. It's Maddie. Maddie won.
My single "I Believe I Can Fly" was recorded for what movie starring Michael Jordan?
That would be. I know the.
You
answer
can't
to that.
Say it because it's his question, Mr. Getter of Questions.
It was the one with Bugs Bunny.
That's right. That's right. That's it.
He doesn't know it.
Can I steal? Get ready to steal.
You can in a second. Hold on.
And the name of the movie was Space Jam.
Very
That's
good.
It.
Yeah. Wow. What a
the jam.
Just had a karaoke. We'll be back if you want to play the Andrew.
I don't even know.
Game. Call now. Oh.